The overcrowded hospitals we've been telling you about for weeks are having ripple effects out into the community. Some you could predict, and some which are a little more startling. Take, for example, a fire that gutted a house in Ocean Shores, or expensive airlifts in Leavenworth, Washington. Correspondent Tom Bonsi explains how this is all related.
Kara McDermott is a firefighter EMT in Ocean Shores, Washington. There's no private ambulance service in the coastal county, so when someone calls 911 with cardiac symptoms, a bad leg break, or a head injury, the fire department takes them to the hospital. McDermott says typically the closest available one is about 30 minutes away in Aberdeen.
From the time we get dispatched to the time we roll our apparatus back into the bay, be about 2 hours. That means time to respond, our time on scene, the time it takes to transport them to the hospital.
But starting early this summer, the close-by hospitals in the county would routinely be on divert. That means the emergency room tells incoming ambulances, "We don't have capacity. Find someplace else that does."
If we have to travel farther afield, we have to go to Elma, we have to go to Olympia, the transport times balloon significantly, which means we have a crew and an apparatus out of the city for 3, 4, 5, even 6 hours.
One day in June, all the firefighters on duty in Ocean Shores were stuck on ambulance trips out of town. Then a fire broke out in a two-story house.
And that is just our worst nightmare.
The fire chief later described in a Facebook post how he was left to cover the city alone.
There was sort of a cobbled together response, but not the quick, efficient, professional response that we train and take so much pride in.
This predicament is not limited to the Washington coast. Ambulance crews across the Northwest are being stretched by longer trips and diversions. The reasons are the same everywhere. It's trickle down from hospitals being full or short on nurses and coping with too many COVID patients. In Leavenworth, Washington, this had costly consequences for families and their insurers when patients needed to be transferred to Seattle for higher level care.
Twice in the last week, we've actually had to transport patients by air who did not have typically air transport is reserved for those really most urgent, dire cases. These patients weren't that, but we didn't have ground transport.
Cascade Medical Center CEO Diane Blake adds that such helicopter airlifts are, of course, really expensive and not what the service is meant for. She attributes the shortage in ground transport to ambulances driving long distances to transfer patients, say from Leavenworth to Spokane instead of to the much closer Wenatchee Hospital, which is full.
Because we're doing a great job of finding beds across the state for patients, it's putting more of a strain on the transport resources. And so there are just times when they're not as available.
People searching for a fix are looking at the beginning of the trickle-down chain. So says Dr. Steve Mitchell, who monitors hospital capacity statewide at a coordination center in Seattle.
Our opinion has been the best way to get those ambulances back in the streets is to try and offload all of the hospitals which are severely impacted.
Mitchell says one way his coordination center is trying to reduce the overload is by helping overburdened hospitals more quickly move along patients who are suitable to receive further treatment in the community at a place like a long-term care facility. Separately, labor unions for nurses say hospital management should consider retention bonuses and better pay for long hours to ensure adequate staffing. For his part, Mitchell also echoes a point you've heard before. Everyone can do their part by continuing to wear their masks and get vaccinated if not already. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.